other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back with Dr. Michael Kaufman, Ph.D., discussing how he worked within the system, went to these environmental meetings, was involved in the Forest Service, and witnessed it for himself. I want to get back into the population control agenda from the elite perspective, not just their pantheistic minions out there following their mindless religion. But going back to the low level first, I have talked to a lot of the environmentalists, a lot of the locals, and I told them back in the mid-90s, late-90s, I said, look, they're grabbing all these tens of thousands of acres around Austin. I've been to the smart growth conferences. I've read the documents. You haven't. You're on a feel-good gravy train. You're getting nothing out of this. You go and create kind of the rent-a-mob false view that this is organic, that people are calling for this. But I said, the big banks and everybody are behind this. They brag they're grabbing the land to lay it off use to later, just a few years later, and start building on it. And they said, no, that'll never happen. A lot of them now are totally disillusioned and aren't buying into it. Is that a problem for the globalists that now the core of the environmental movement realizes that they've been involved in a fraud?
Yes and no. They're being controlled because their money sources, the private foundations, are controlling what their agenda is.
Speak specifically to the environmental groups.
What the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the major environmental groups of the United States usually have a lot of splinter groups that they're funding, again, but it's mostly foundation money, or their money that they're getting from the U.S. government. The Nature Conservancy, of course, gets literally hundreds of millions of dollars every year through land sales to the federal government. They buy land cheap because they basically put people out of business, land users, through the use of environmental regulations. They have to sell out cheap to the Nature Conservancy or another land trust. They turn around then and sell it for as much as 100% profit in some cases to the U.S. government and just get richer and richer and richer. The Nature Conservancy is a multi-billion dollar operation now. Most people don't realize this. And they want that land primarily not to protect nature. In fact, the Nature Conservancy is one of the biggest violations. If there's minerals and so forth on that donated land or land that they've expropriated at a bargain-based price, they will turn around and exploit them the same as a landowner would.
Because they come in and buy off the local state governments, the county, city governments, and I've seen it right here. I don't have to travel to see it. I've seen it all over the nation in the news. But they come here, they say, oh, it's for a park, you can't build. Then once they get it for pennies on the dollar, they take the restrictions off mines, hotels.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Not on all land purchases or acquisitions and so forth, but on enough of them to make a person realize they're really not there to protect the environment. They're there to exploit it. In some cases, they may protect it for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years until the market is right, and then they'll go in and actually exploit it. In fact, if you look at where a lot of these reserves and corridors are on the maps that I have produced, you'll find they're overlaying very well the mineral deposits here in the United States. And it would not be a bit surprising, once they have control, that, you know, all these environmental limitations and so forth will come off and they'll be exploited.
Now, we're kind of seeing the reverse of that also. The federal government's being lobbied by these groups and transferring land to their control as well.
Yes. It's happening at every level of government. I'm working with people at the local government level in which the town government or their city government or their county government is basically exploiting the poor people or a portion of the land to get what they want, either for their buddies or for development purposes later on. It happens at every level of government because you have now a government that no longer has checks and balances, and it's exploiting their citizens.
When we get back, I want to talk about some states are, what, 85% federally or state-controlled, mm-hmm. and they're not stopping there. They're going for 98%
right.
control.
That's correct. Absolutely. In fact, Nevada, for instance, is 88% federally controlled. Now, I don't say federally owned because there's a misnomer out there that these are public lands. They're not public lands. These lands have all kinds of layers of private property rights on them for grazing, for mining, and so forth. But the environmental community puts tremendous pressure on Congress, puts tremendous pressure on the federal agencies and so forth to withdraw those rights, and people are being destroyed in the process.
We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is our guest. I want to go back to when you were involved with the Forest Service in the 80s. You mentioned it earlier, going to these meetings. I mean, you not only have the UN documents, I've gotten them as well. I've gone to the UN website and gotten them where they say human sacrifice is a good way to get rid of people. I have that in my film, Road to Tyranny. I mean, it's just bizarre stuff. And you tell people this, it just sounds crazy. But to talk about those meetings, what you saw, then let's talk about the Club of Rome. And there's the 1973 Henry Kissinger document, declassified in 92, where they ordered the third world countries to sterilize half their women or not get IMF World Bank money. Let's walk through the specifics.
This whole eugenics concept has been around for, you know, generations. It's nothing new. But it has taken on its own art form here in the last 100 years. And in World War II, of course, it was really exploited by Adolf Hitler in the concept of building the super race. And that has not died with Adolf Hitler. It has still continued on with Prince Philip and his son, Prince Charles, and all the rest that is going on right now. That is called sustainable development. It's not a process in which you see actively the idea of actually changing the genetic structure of the world, but what you're seeing is, in its effect, the destruction of the third world nations, the black communities of Africa and so forth, through this whole concept of sustainable development. It's ironic. We've been working inside the United Nations as well, and we're finding that the people that are ahead of these programs really don't understand what's going on. They really don't. They're being used as useful idiots.
Can you speak to compartmentalization, the pyramidal power structure?
Right. The compartmentalization is one of the things that has never ceased to amaze me. I have actually gone into speeches and so forth where they've had plants in the audience to challenge me at every step of the way, where when I finally get through and lay out the whole global agenda in the environmental side of it, I mean, it's huge, but the environmental side of it, all of a sudden, these people who are compartmentalized, they only understand a very small percentage of what is really going on, have their eyes open, and I've even had them get up from the United Nations and apologize to the audience that they were even part of this. They had no idea what was going on because they only knew one little slice of it.
But they heard you speak, and they knew with that slice, everything you were saying was true.
That's correct. They knew it was true as far as what they knew, but they never realized there were these interconnections with many other things. And so you have the global elite compartmentalizing everything down below it, and it's just like the communist cell system. You only know your portion of what you're supposed to do. Now, you don't know that you're being used this way. You think that you're being used to advance a wonderful agenda and so forth, but at the same time, they only know a very small portion of what's going on, and they're advancing this in really total ignorance. They're useful idiots, as Stalin said.
Absolutely. And again, the average person doesn't think like this about exterminating populations, forced sterilization. So it's, and they've been given this positive little pipe dream fantasy narrative of some global utopia. But you look at the very structure of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, and you look at the 31 pieces, it gives you all these great rights, but in 29 and 30, it takes them all away.
It takes them all away because it's only doled out at the bequest of the United Nations itself.
Can you speak to that?
Well, that's one of the things that they, in fact, even in our public school systems right now, they'll compare the U.S. Constitution with the Human Rights Statement of the United Nations. And the United Nations sounds like it's so much better because it addresses these specific rights, when in fact, if you go to the last couple of them, what you find is that they only get those rights if the United Nations so deems it, and therefore they can take them right away.
And it says that anything that threatens the United Nations, and the Secretary General is the grand arbiter, then your rights are null and void.
That's right. In fact, we've attended Sovereignty International. I'm the executive director for Sovereignty International as a 501c3 organization. We've attended many United Nations meetings. And we used to publish newsletters and so forth, really what was going on behind the scenes at that particular meeting. And eventually they said either you stop publication or you're no longer going to have accreditations in attending these meetings. And that's the way that we have freedom. Freedom of the press. You know, that's their idea of freedom of the press.
Yeah, they claim there's all these NGOs, but if you don't serve their purpose and parrot,
you're out.
But if you do serve, you get funding. Speak to the NGOs.
The non-government organizations were a brainchild of a guy by the name of Maurice Strong back in the early 1960s. And the NGOs have been around a long time. They're non-governmental organizations. They're like the Sierra Club or the Socialist, you know, Fabian Society, those types of organizations. And they were exploited. They realized that they could use these NGOs, create them, fund them, and use them as instruments to suggest that the whole country or the whole world believes in this kind of thing. You hear these various things that everybody is in agreement with. Well, it's all orchestrated. It's amazing. If you go back and take it apart, you'll find that every one of these are being funded by the same groups of people. And they either speak the same message, now they'll use different language to speak that message, but they basically speak the same message, or they don't get funding. And everybody likes to take a paycheck home so they can feed their family and so forth. So it's unbelievable the power that these non-governmental organizations can have because they're all being controlled by a very small group of funders.
And it's not just the documents. You've been there. Go back through that in a nutshell, encapsulate it, that you were going, you were a member of this, and as soon as you didn't play ball and reported, this was not some democratic society.
It's definitely not a democratic society as we understand democracy. It's a controlled society, and always understand this. I cannot overemphasize enough to the listening audience right now how much control that they will exert if they have their way. They definitely want to control every action of our lives. If you read Agenda 21 and realize what it implicates or implies in the level of control, you'll understand that they will control every aspect of your life. And they need to do this in order to be able to perpetuate and advance the agenda that they have. And as a consequence, these meetings are already prearranged. They know what the outcomes are going to be before they go in. Now, we've had some success back in Johannesburg in 2002 at the World Summit on Sustainable Development. They wanted to introduce a world religion through consensus and through the, what's known as the Earth Charter. And we were able, there was hundreds of people that were attending this meeting. It wasn't just me, like the Convention on Biological Diversity. But we were able to convince the U.S. State Department that was dangerous language. And they pulled it from the consensus document the morning of the time it was going to be brought out. It came that close to creating a world religion.
Now, let's get specific. Several of my cousins were top of their class. I wasn't, so I was never approached. But every public school and almost every major private school, and my sister went to private school and they had it there, they approached them with Model United Nations. And I've been to this. I put it in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And they teach them, we're going to end hunger. We're going to help the poor. We're going to love everybody. It's going to be happy. We'll have a global tax to fix it. So all over Europe, all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over the world, from Japan to China to the U.S., every valedictorian, salutatorian, the top 10% of the honor roll is recruited into Model United Nations. And people who push world government say, well, that's the next step. It will no more war. We'll all be friends. We'll all have this freedom. And they don't know that it's codified, that it's command and control with no liberty, no freedom, total tyranny within the systems. Can you speak to your Model United Nations and then the recruiting in the colleges and then to the fact of your research on what this world government will look like?
Well, actually, it's going to go back, like you say, 100 years. It was over 100 years ago they began to try to control the public education system in the United States, first at the college level so that they can control what the teachers are being taught, so that they then take it with total ignorance usually. Sometimes they know what they're doing, but most of us in total ignorance take it down to the primary level and the secondary and system and so forth. But it started back in the early 1900s to begin to indoctrinate. It wasn't until my generation, and I'm over 60 years old, it wasn't until my generation that it began to really start to bear fruit. That's when the counterculture movement hit. There was a number of things that came together at that time, both in the Vietnam War. They were able to, because they had control over the media, that's the one thing we haven't talked about. They literally had control over the media. The media at that time was basically owned by about 12 different families. And these people that were reporters were basically brought up in an educational system in which they were indoctrinated to see that this socialistic approach was the correct way to go. They didn't even have to be told what to write. Because of their socialistic education and so forth, they actually just wrote it because they knew that was reality. And, of course, the rest of the population was beginning to see this socialistic approach was the right way to go.
And I don't even use the word socialist. I know you need to use it to communicate that symbol to people, but I just call it a consolidation approach.
Yes. The consolidation approach is a worldview, really, what it amounts to. And they've been indoctrinating us with this worldview so that when you hear it on the news, it sounds right. And therefore, a lot of people, even though they weren't involved in the counterculture movement or the New Age movement back in the 60s and 70s, they agreed with its fundamental principles.
Well, here's an example. Every Miss America, every Miss USA says world peace, United Nations, carbon tax.
Yes, because if you believe in that, then you believe that if we just could get all of this consolidated so that everybody was on the same page, then we would have a utopian world. Of course, it will never happen, but that's what they believe.
Now, over and over again in UN documents and Council on Foreign Relations documents and Bilderberg documents in the North American Union summit they had last year secretly in September in Canada, they say government, world government by stealth, integration by stealth. I mean, they admit this is all a secret program.
Yes, it's still, even with the American people halfway down the road to this worldview that they want to perpetuate, it's still, there's enough of the mentality of freedom and understanding of freedom that they cannot openly discuss this. If they openly discussed it, the American people would stand up and say no. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here, is to educate the American people that this is dangerous, what is really happening, because they want a total totalitarian government. And they believe, and understand this, most of these world leaders believe that they are right, that we need to be led by them. They have they're the only ones that have the right answers. We cannot be allowed to make our own decisions because we'll muck things up. They really believe this, and therefore they need total control.
But these globalists have been in control, and all they do, look at the fruits they bear, is total destruction and enslavement.
Well, there's two things going on there. First of all,
we got a break. Let's come back and get into that also later. I want to play this past year clip from Lou Dobbs. Get your comments on that. Dr. Michael Kaufman, just we could talk for 10 hours. This is such a big subject.
Yes, it is.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest in studio. You know, I had 2 pages of notes. We've covered about half the first page, and we were just talking during break. You've got, like, you know, 10 times the information that's out, but just in your world events and prophecy, a great DVD available at Infowars.com. I mean, there is just so much happening. We have so much proof. I call it an orgy of evidence because we just drown in it. They write books. They have think tanks. It's in their laws. They admit it. And then people are starting to wake up, but not fast enough. I mean, is this just sum up for us? What is world government? What is the master plan? What is their worldview? What will the world look like if they have their way, Doctor?
They will actually control the world through a tiered system. They want to establish a central government, either in the United Nations or an organization like the United Nations. But then they want to have regional enclaves in which you have regional forms of government, like the emerging North American Union, like the European Union, like Mercure down in South America, like ASEAN and China and so forth, that will be sort of two levels. One is economic control, where the economy is controlled by a group with subgroup within the overall world government that controls what happens in those 4, 5, or 10 nations, whatever is part of that regional government.
Kings of the Earth.
The Kings of the Earth. In fact, that was brought out by the Club of Rome back in 1973 in a book called Regionalize an Adaptive Model for the Global World System. He has published a book in which they call the Ten Kingdoms. The Ten Kingdoms will be dividing the world's economy up into 10 regions where they have a lot of self-control.
And then the subunits are the same. 10 regions to the U.S.,
yes.
10 regions to the three blocks of the North American Union, 10 regions to the Pan-American Union, 10 regions to the European Union expanding into Asia, 10 regions to the Asian Union. You get down to states, they're in 10 regions in blocks. Then you get into the counties, they're in 5 to 10 regions, and they transfer the power to non-elected boards.
Basically, that's what we need to be really concerned about. We no longer have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, in which the leaders are accountable directly to the people through the electoral process. They will be controlled by bureaucracies.
Well, yes. Take the IMF, the World Bank, take the World Health Organization, take the World Trade Organization. Congress has given it more of its authority than it still retains, and the thing was only set up in the mid-1990s.
That's right.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah, actually, we have a system. In fact, Joseph Stiglitz, which was the vice president of the World Bank, finally gave up in frustration and quit because he said this group, this IMF especially, but the World Bank too, is not there to promote individual freedom and wealth for individuals. It's there to carve out its own power structure. And the very things that they're designed to do is causing these third world nations to collapse. You know, the United Nations talks about all of this development of the third world nations. There's no hope for it because they're not giving them private property rights, which is absolutely essential.
They don't want independence.
They do not want them to be independent. They'll give all this mouthpiece and so forth, but then they deny the nations the actual ability to create wealth for itself and power and sovereignty.
It's amazing. So if they were able to succeed, what year would you say we'd finally, I mean, it's already happening right now, but what year would it be final if we weren't able to stop them and slow them down, and what would life be like?
Alice Bailey, if you read Alice Bailey's occult work, remember Alice Bailey wrote 26 books, not by herself, but by her occult master called by Dual Call, Ascended Master, supposedly. And they set the
Let's be clear, the UN officially says their plan was channeled.
Their plan was channeled, that's correct. And they hope to have everything fully in place in the midnight, well, the teens, the 2010 to 2015, 2020. We're right there. We're not far away from it right now.
We're talking about global one-child policies.
Yes. I really do think they'll have to precipitate this with some sort of cataclysmic event in order to get the people to do it. But I think it's very possible within the next few years of seeing us really come together very quickly.
So what would it be like for an average person living under this?
The average person living under this in the United States would have their standard living reduced by anywhere from 30 to 50% at a minimum, maybe more than that, because you no longer have a free market. You're working within a controlled market, and a controlled market can never anticipate humans' needs. It's done by bureaucracy, and a bureaucracy can never project what the humanity is going to need in the next decade or so. They'll try to say they can, but they can't.
And they're telling us we're going to reduce our population's standard of living.
Right. In fact, the Global Biodiversity Assessment called for this in the next 50 years, to reduce our population by up to 70 to 80% in the next 50, maximum 100 years. So you're talking about massive, massive reductions in the human population. Again, mostly in the Africa, South America, and a lot of the nationalities and so forth that they believe are genetically inferior.
Meanwhile, you've got Bill Gates and Ted Turner and Prince Philip all involved in programs for special vaccines for the black children.
Yes, unfortunately. And as many have discovered, some of those vaccines actually cause more problems than they create.
Let's break that down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing. But Bill,
Dr. Michael Kaufman is going to be here with us the next few days. We're doing intensive interviews with him. We appreciate him graciously coming down to Texas to be in my new film. He's going to be one of the main individuals in the documentary we're making about the globalist master plan. And we've just flat run out of time here. We've got about 10 minutes left because I promised to get more into Building 7 and the big developments there. I'm sorry we haven't had time to take calls today. I haven't even been plugging my documentaries or Infowars.com or how you can really get his film, World Events and Prophecy, and much more at Infowars.com because this information is so important. But please be sure and support us. Dr. Cobb, before you go any further, also give out your website.
The website is www.discerningtoday.org. That's discerningtoday.org.
And if you miss that driving around in Kansas City or upstate New York or San Diego or Chicago, just go to InfoWars.com, and we've got it up on the main page as our featured guest today. You can just go to InfoWars.com and visit Dr. Michael Coffin's incredible site. I want to thank you for letting us use your maps and documentation and research in the new film. Again, sir, it's just such a godsend, and just bless you for everything that you've done. Next on my list was Carol Quigley, and you just said to me, let's talk about Dr. Carol Quigley. That's on your computer. That's some of the notes you wanted to talk about. Let's get into who he was and what he openly said in the late 60s when he wrote Tragedy and Hope.
Yeah, it was one of the things that I think really upset the globalists when his book actually got out. He wrote a 1,300-page book called Tragedy and Hope. He's a historian. He's a renowned, one of the foremost historians of the 20th century.
Was he pretty much the head at one time of the political science department at Georgetown?
At Georgetown, yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the, foremost historians.
Bill Clinton's top mentor.
Right. And he actually had insight into what was going on. He was part of the big boys. He actually agreed with this global elite and what they were trying to do. He really believed that the United States average citizen didn't know what was good for them, and they had to be led by the nose by different people. And so he had access to their records. Actually, they provided his records for years, several years.
He said that he was given access to them.
Right. And so he had total access. And what he came up with was really a promo for the global elite, but it was only supposed to be known by the global elite. And then it got out that John Birch Society found out about it, and people started to buy it just to find out what the global elite was really up to. And he spells it out page by page.
And then they stopped publication.
And then they stopped publication and actually took all the existing books off the bookshelves and tried to get back the books that were actually purchased, so that those books would no longer be there.
And I have to admit, I've gone off online footnotes when I first read it about 12, 15 years ago. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I didn't read the whole thing. It's almost 1,000 pages, depending
it's
on which volume.
Pages.
Over 1,000. And I did read about 500. And it's incredible elitism.
It is unbelievable, arrogant elitism. But he does tell the truth. I mean, he's very open about what's going on, because this was supposed to be a historical background of how the world was transisted to from state governments, i.e. nations and so forth, to a global government. This is what his intention was, and he was actually writing this as a historical account of this effort. And on page 324, I want to say this because I think it's important to realize we're not making this stuff up. This guy had primary access to these records, and he says that the powers of the financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in the private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. And he goes on to say then that this system was to be controlled in a feudalistic fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert by secret agreements. This is it. This is exactly what we're talking about.
You know what? I don't like rushing you. Folks, we're going to do Monday's show, the entire show on Building 7 and 9/11. I'm suspending that for now. We're going to do the rest of the show, the 22 minutes and 30 seconds we've got left on this, because this is too important, because I don't like having to rush you here. Continue. Now, he says in there also, and I have these quotes in my book, Descent into Tyranny.
Yeah.
He says that people get confused. They think it's communism. They think it's capitalist. No. It's a consolidation world empire move. He calls it the roundtable groups. He explains that people get confused by CFR, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, all these groups. He says, no. These are all just different management nodes of the same central system being implemented over the different national blocks, economic blocks, religious blocks. And he says they work with fascists, they work with communists, they work with anyone who consolidates. So please speak to that.
It will literally work to everything. He spells this all out in his book. And he basically says that they will do what it takes in every government. In fact, he actually talks about the fact that these groups actually helped promote the Soviet Union. He doesn't go into the books of how they promoted the Hitler's rise to power and so forth, but there are other documents that shows that we funded Hitler's rise to power. These same globalists.
Well, it was John D. Rockefeller. I have the New York Times articles from the 20s and 30s where they were saying eugenics was good, and he actually funded the main Nazi eugenics program that was carried out.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is mainstream information.
This is nothing that's really secret, although people will say it's conspiracy stories now. But the fact is that Congress held investigations on this because we were funding Hitler during World War II.
And then they tried to hire Smedley Butler to overthrow the presidency and set up a fascist dictatorship in the 30s, and there were congressional hearings on that, and that's all going in the new film. Can you speak to that? I mean, they're not playing games.
No, they're not playing games. And we need to understand, back up until the 1950s, there were a lot of congressional hearings that finally got buried. I mean, literally buried. If you bring them up now, they'll say that's not factual and so forth and so on. But these congressional hearings basically showed that, and the senators and the congressmen at the time were deathly afraid of this emerging power structure from the banking community. And they tried to do everything they could to stop it. But already there were congressmen and senators in there that were trying to play spoilers, and every report that came out was decried and trashed and so forth.
And people that didn't go along died in auto accidents, so their kids got kidnapped.
It was an unbelievable period of time during the about 1930 to 1955 that these kinds of things happened. In fact, there were testimonies, and it's in books right now, where people that were leading these committees were basically threatened, if you don't change what you're saying, you're going to die, period. That's just the way it is. And
well, people ask why they don't kill us today. They're more arrogant. They were killing people back then.
Yes, because they were still trying to get... They have enough control now where we're just little minor peons that are out there trying to piss on this problem. And they know that they're going to win. What they don't know is that God can somehow spoil all this if he wants to, and we've demonstrated that several times by totally interrupting their agenda and setting it back 5 to 10 years.
Well, Nineveh got a 100-year reprieve.
Yes, and I think that's what we're doing right now, and it's up to you and I. We have to get involved in this in order to stop it. We just can't sit back on our sofas and say, wring our hands and say it's horrible. We need to start taking action. We need to be able to find out this information. Get involved in your local community governmental affairs, your town, your city, county, whatever the case is. Write letters to your congressmen and senators and so forth. Don't be nasty, because they'll discount you if you're nasty, but say that you're very concerned about this, and like the North American Union right now, they basically say, why is this being done in secret? Why isn't Congress involved in these decisions? Why is this being done in a stealth mode? And get them to start holding congressional hearings and so forth on what's going on.
I mean, we have bombshell information. We have, in fact, you have that clip of Lou Dobbs. I want to play that since we have time now. This is Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen, last night with Pasteur, who's one of the top technicians who simply carries out the program, and then he develops a plan, and he brags towards the North American Union, towards the North American community, let's do it by stealth. Do you have that Lou Dobbs clip last night? Here is Lou Dobbs last night. Let's write notes on this, Doctor. I want your comments on it when it finishes up here in a moment.
2 years ago, the Council on Foreign Relations published a report titled Building a North American Community. Among the goals expressed, to break down trade regulations between the United States and Canada, between Canada and Mexico, and of course, then the United States. But without congressional approval, or certainly without congressional oversight, or voter approval. Critics call the plan the North American Union, and many say that it would ultimately destroy U.S. sovereignty. Robert Pasteur is a member of the group that wrote the original report. He joins us tonight. It is good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Robert Pasteur, you were co-chairman of an independent task force sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations, and in this report titled Building a North American Community, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, states, quote, the task force's central recommendation is establishment by 2010 of a North American economic and security community, the boundaries of which would be defined by a common external tariff and an outer security perimeter. At this point, what is the basis for moving forward on that?
Well, the United States, Canada, and Mexico now are already the largest free trade area in the world. Mm-hmm. And we have $800 billion worth of trade.
Mm-hmm.
This is a source of comparative advantage for the United States, but the Council report feels that we could take greater advantage if we deepen economic integration, if we can secure ourselves better, mm-hmm. not only at our borders, but also by thinking about a continental security perimeter as well.
Why would you think about, just out of curiosity, a common security perimeter when the United States does not have secure ports, nor does it have anything approaching secure borders?
Well, It's precisely because our ports are not secure and our borders are not secure that we need to find not only better ways to do that, but also better ways to turn our two neighbors into partners to enhance our security and to enhance our prosperity as well.
And that can't be done with sovereign nations. There has to be integration of an economy, a customs union, if you will, and a common security perimeter.
I think the vision defined in that report is one of three sovereign nations cooperating with each other to deepen economic integration, to create a common external tariff, to improve our economies, and to secure ourselves better.
Let me ask you, the Banff meeting in September of last year, you were there, weren't you?
I was.
And representatives of all three governments, military, business, economic ministers, and commerce officials, why was the press not permitted to be there?
Well, there were press in the room, but the leaders of the three groups decided that they wanted to keep the discussions active and vigorous and therefore confidential. My personal view is that I would have preferred for the meeting to have issued a statement or report afterwards, and I hope that if the group comes together again that they'll do that.
Under what authority are they coming together?
Oh, it was a conference. I'm sure
no,
you
I know it's a conference. I'm asking what authority.
I think the three leaders, one was George Shultz from the United States, Peter Lougheed, the former premier of Alberta, Pedro Aspe, a former minister of finance of Mexico, just assembled a group of about 75 people,
just
25
willing,
from each
country. Just willy-nilly got together.
Oh, yes. Don't you attend conferences from time to time to learn about the world?
No, I prefer, frankly, to learn about the world through travel, my reporting, my reading and studying. The fact of the matter is I really have an aversion to conferences altogether, but I know that some people make a living on them. Who is paying for all of this?
Well, I was not organizing that. You'll have to get to the organizers of the conference. I think foundations, there may have been some corporate sponsorship as well. I was just invited to it.
Right. You also are considered by many to be the architect of this North American Union, or Competitors Council, as it's coming forward. I'd like to ask you something that's kind of, I found rather curious in the North American Forum, saying, while a vision is appealing, working on this, by the way, brought forward by Judicial Watch through Freedom of Information, while a vision is appealing, working on the infrastructure might yield more benefit and bring more people on board, evolution by stealth. Why should anyone in this country, Mexico or Canada, presuming they're interested in the sovereign rights and power of their respective nations, tolerate this kind of elitist nonsense?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by elitist nonsense. I'd be glad to explain it. Well, go ahead.
The fact of the matter is that government relations are defined by our Constitution, and this is an attempt to integrate economies without the approval of the elected officials of the country, and without transparency of any kind or consideration on the part of the elites who are combining behind this idea. We have a North American Free Trade Agreement with very specific methodologies and appropriate processes.
That goes on for several other minutes. It's up on JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's so many facets to this, but I have the Judicial Watch documents I read last week. They got the FOIA request. The meeting opened with how to keep this secret. The meeting opened when we have the text of how to keep it secret, of how to implement this without the public knowing. And then Pastor goes on the air and tries to poo-poo that. But then this North American security perimeter, a week after 9/11, 8 days after, on Nightline, they had the UN head of peacekeeping saying, North American Union, continental security perimeter with international I-4 troops protecting it and free flow within that. So their answer is, we're not going to give you internal borders, national borders, we're going to give you international borders. Speak to the Judicial Watch FOIAs that have come out, and then can you speak to what's happening with this continental security perimeter and his comments about evolution by stealth?
Well, I think evolution by stealth is how they've been doing almost everything that you find today in the global agenda. They don't tell you. Most people would be shocked to find out what is really going on behind the scenes, the things that they thought that they were pretty well informed on. Those are just the surface issues. When you really get down into things deeply, you'll find that the whole thing is designed to bring about more and more power to the global level. And this whole concept of regionalization that we're talking about right now with the emerging North American Union and the SPP and so forth actually has been started. It started back with the Club of Rome back in 1973, very quietly. This was not intended to get out to the general public. It was supposed to be written or read by the elite and so forth in the various documents that the Club of Rome published back in those days. And they divided the world up into 10 different regions. That is now being actually formed into reality. We're up to number 8 at least right now. Now, there will be changes, there will be shifts. Right now we have the African Union that was created in 2002. I really don't think that will stand. I think it will be split in two. That would make 9. So we're very close to what the Club of Rome started, but then it was picked up by the Trilateral Commission, the Club of the Bilderbergers, you name it. Even the CFR, as you've just seen with Pastor, wrote this paper through the CFR.
Be clear, the Bilderberg Club of Rome, they actually set the policy that is up to CFR
right.
to come up with the actual implementation.
That's correct. And, of course, the CFR, at its core, is the roundtables. And the roundtables will set up many, well, in 1921 here in the United States, to control what is going on. And again, most of the members of the CFR don't have a clue as to what that organization is really doing.
It's more of that compartmentalization, like little pieces of a Lego set, and each group builds the one Lego, but then together, that's why their symbol's a pyramid. It's the symbol of compartmentalization.
That's absolutely right. And what we're seeing right now is through this regionalization, the gradual accumulation of power. And remember, this is happening without any elected officials being involved. And that's exactly what this world government is going to be, is that there will be no elected officials involved in
it's
the policy formulation.
It's these private bodies. Final
right.
segment straight ahead.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest. Again, thank you for joining us. Link to his website up on Infowars.com. Please get his new DVD, World Events and Prophecy. Extremely powerful. Get my new film, Terror Storm, America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Again, we're not going to belabor these issues. You want to support us in the work we're doing, you believe in this, Infowars.com, or call toll-free. They'll answer your questions, take your order, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Treason. It's a no-brainer that for an executive branch and for the State Department to be openly merging. Texas businesses have already gotten their new tax ID for North American Union. We have the SPP documents that have been ordered to be released and have been released, with it's all about stealth. This is racketeering 101. This is criminal. But in your words, is this treason? And then how can we defeat this? Will we defeat this?
You know, every congressman, every military man has to take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. If there was anything that's more anti-constitutional, this North American Union concept, the SPP, of forming these bilateral agreements with international implications without even voting on it, it's horrifying and it is treasonous. There is no question that it's treasonous. And even Congress back in the 1940s, 50s, and so forth, when we still had the freedom to say, was telling the people that this is treason until they finally shut up, because no congressman now can get elected without the money from these global elites.
Well, there are congressmen and women that go to the North American Union summits and these official governmental confabs, and then when people call their office, they'll say, it doesn't exist, NAFTA highways don't exist, none of it exists. And then meanwhile, they're actually signatories to this, they're actually pushing this.
Absolutely. That's many, many people in Congress, both on the Senate and House side, that are actually complicit with this agenda, and yet they will deny that it even exists. Unfortunately, we are no longer have a people that are truthful and honorable. We have a people that are scheming, a Congress that is scheming and trying to implement an agenda that benefits themselves. Because if they don't do this, if they don't become part of it, they will no longer get the funding necessary to get reelected.
They're also stampeding to hand over all of their legitimate authority, because they're public servants elected by us, to these international bodies. And under treaty, it's clear, and we have Supreme Court justices in USA Today saying that they're going to take now the higher authorities, world courts. I mean, can you speak to the justices and others openly handing over authority and claiming in a treasonous fashion that there is a international group above them?
Basically, the Supreme Court, at least five of the judges right now in the Supreme Court, are saying that we no longer should uphold the Constitution of the United States, and we should adapt our legal model after those of the world, at the world global level. And they're the ones that actually voted in 2005 for the Kelo versus New London case that stripped the U.S. Constitution of its just compensation clause and the use clause of the Fifth Amendment of the United States. We no longer have for public use in the Constitution in the United States. It's for a public benefit.
It says private interest can come in and buy off politicians and do that. Is that not treason?
That is, to me, that is very treasonous, because no longer is the average American protected by the Constitution. It's only, we're vulnerable to whoever has the most money to pay off the government and so forth.
This is treason in our face.
It's treason in our face in the most diametric way. I just cannot believe that anyone who has got any historical knowledge of why this country was created and why we have one of the most powerful economies and standard of living in the world would just literally decide to gut what we made this nation great.
They're being paid off. And let's be clear to everybody, this new world government gives you no due process, no liberties, no freedoms.
Right.
It's tyrannical. We're taking a free system and replacing it with a neo-feudalist system.
That's right. The ICC, for instance.
We're out of time. Dr. Michael Kaufman, thank you for spending time with us.
Okay.
Thank you. See you, folks.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.